L'chaim.
L'chaim. We're preparing for Sunday night.
Yeah. Now listen, first of all, this is the preparation for Shabbos Zohar, which we sent out already recordings explaining how Shabbos Zohar is a part of Purim. It's parallel to the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu with his hands up, whereas Purim itself is like Yoshua. That's why it's, you know, with the sword, and that's why then it's Mukafim Chomim Mos Yoshua Bin Nun. The two are connected, but Shabbos Zohar requires its own preparation. Everyone knows today was a fast, which exhausts people, right? And here we are. Temperatures are going down outside. It's, you know, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're having hot chulent and spicy alcoholic beverages. The opposite of Amalek, that's all about coldness and laziness. We're not giving in. We're fighting back. Having our hot chulent at 1 a.m. in the morning with our hot, spicy alcoholic beverages. The warmth and the brotherhood, right? And the hislavos, which is the opposite of the kriros of Amalek. Right. Rosh Hashanah, you know, we should always, you know, keep this going and never stop.
Amen.
Anyway, by request of another person who was, although not with us tonight, but he's up and waiting to hear the answer to this question. So we'll go ahead. That's while recording this, we're going to send out promptly. Hopefully, we'll get this Dvar Torah out to Am Yisrael by 2 a.m. Maybe listen to it on Shabbos Zohar. Someone asked me to explain, you know, really, to get down to the nuts and bolts of the difference between Hanukkah and Purim, right? And that, especially Al Pi Kabbalah, right, that we know that Hanukkah and Purim are connected right leg and left leg. Purim is the right leg, and Hanukkah is the left leg, which are the midos of Netzach and Hod, that these two midos are called Trei Palgei Gufa, two halves of a body. Like, you know, they're not supposed to be, you know, separate from each other. They're supposed to work together. They are two halves of one body. Trei Palgei Gufa. These two midos that were the midos of Netzach Moshe Rabbeinu, the right leg, and Hod, the mid of Aaron HaKohen, left leg. You know, like just like in the Midbar, they did everything together. Aaron was Moshe Rabbeinu's spokesman. They worked together. You know, and it's like these two midos. So what is the difference between them, and how they work together, but still they're different. But the very fact that they're likened to the legs is very interesting. It's very hard to stand on just one leg. Standing one leg is not stable. You need two legs to be stable. So as I said, how one alone is just half. As a, you know, with one leg alone, you can't walk. Okay. There's no walking with one leg. Standing is unstable and walking is impossible. You need two legs to stand still and to progress. So that sheds a little bit of light on the how these midas need each other. But I want to get into it a little bit deeper, but in short, you know, to take a look, you know, at the difference between Purim and Hanukkah. Now, we know historically Purim happened first, and then happened Hanukkah. Purim happened between the Churban Bayis Rishon and until the Bayis Sheni was fully up and running for business. They had started building it, you know, but it just someone influenced the king to make a gzera to stop the construction, then it resumed, right? So Purim happened first, and then Hanukkah happens a few hundred years later, you know, during, in the middle of the Zman, of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, right? And this follows suit, you know, that if a person wants to take a step, right, which step does he, it's too late at night to be politically correct. Right, it's never my forte. It's certainly not my forte at, you know, after 1 a.m. Right, you know, but normal people are righties. Let's just say it the way it is. You're not a lefty, are you?
No.
No, okay. Normal people, Yoni.
No.
Okay. Fine. Good.
What's the exact height of iter yad?
Yeah. Excellent question. I don't. I'd have to look it
normal?
Up. Yeah. The you know. So the righties, so you know, so the right leg would move first, right? But you haven't completed a step. You haven't really changed your position until the left leg moves, right? So the right leg, you know, initiates, right? But, you know, the step is not complete until the left leg moves also. That's where you've changed your position. So, which means the right leg is more bifnim, because when the right leg moves, you're still in the same place, right? Just preparing to move, right? So you've only gone lechutz, outside, when the left leg has moved also.
Which one's Hanukkah, the right or the left?
Hanukkah is left. Purim is right. Right? So it means that, you know, the right, it's the dominant side, it's the strong side, and it's on the inside also. Dominant side, strong side, and inside. Right? The left leg, right, is the left leg is, you know, the weaker one, and it's on the outside. Because with the left leg, you finally, you know, moved from out of your position. You took a step out. Psia labar. You took your step out with the left leg. So it's the weaker, and so it's weak on the outside, and right is strong on the inside. Good? So far, so good. Right, now, of course, going back to what these two have in common, it says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vatika Kaf Yerach Yaakov, where the angel was able to get Yaakov was in the legs. So the legs is where we're vulnerable. That's where Esav gets us. That's where the Goyim could get us. That's where the Shem could get us also, like the Gemara says in Brachas, Hani Bikur Abam Deshalhi Minayuhu. You know, the legs of the Tanya Chalim are weak because the Shem, that's where they hit them. All right, but the Goyim get us in the legs, right? And just like the angels able to get Yaakov in the legs. And that's why these two Yomim Tovim of Hanukkah and Purim are connected how we coped with being up against Goyim, right? You know, how we cope with the Gzer of Haman, how we cope with the Gzeres of Achashverosh. These are the tikkun of the Raglayim, because the Goyim get us in the legs, and this is how we fight back. All right, Pesach, so that's
also against the Goyim?
Oh, Pesach, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it all by himself. It was Yisaruta de la Ela. Over here is like how we fight back to how the Goyim get us in the legs. Right? So now, okay, that's what these things have in common, but let's
so
get...
So we cut off their head, basically.
Right. No, excellent. Atat Teshufenu Rosh. Hu Yishuv Chorosh V'atat Teshufenu Akev. Right, we get the snake at the head, but he gets us in the heels. Now, you're right. I neglect to mention it. Already by Adam Arishan with the snake. He said, Adam will kill you by the head, but you're going to get him in the heels. In the heels. Right? It was already foretold, the weak part is the legs. That's where they get us in the legs, but we get them at the head. Right, cut off their heads. Right, correct. Correct. Excellent. Point is correct. All right, but that's what these two have in common. But now let's talk about the difference. Right? How Purim versus Hanukkah is inside versus outside. Right? So, Purim, how do you even know it was a nace? You know, the whole geopolitical situation didn't change. That's why we don't say Halam Purim. Akati Avdi Da Achashverosh. We're still slaves of Achashverosh, so we're not Avdi Hashem below Avdi Achashverosh. That's why we can't say Halam. Right? Gemara says that. Because we're still Meshubit to Achashverosh. Right? So, and not only that, you know, Hashem's name is not mentioned at all in the Megillah. Totally hidden. Right? A person could read the Megillah, it's just a bunch of coincidences, you know? Esther, you know, was Bebeis HaMelech, you know, and turned him around. You know? Okay. So now, the only reason why we know it's an ace, because we believe it was an ace. We heard it's an ace. That's why we understand it. We understand it's not what it looks like, right? We understand it's not what it looks like. It's deeper. It's deeper. It was all Hashgacha Pratis. And it's the secret of how Hashem takes care of us secretively, even when we're in Gos, where the Pasuk says, V'afkam zos b'yosam beretzovim, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, l'chal sam lefer b'risi itam. Right? I remember Hashem said, even when they're in beretzovim, I'm not going to abandon them. Right? But, you know, on the That's a message that Am Yisrael sees. They see through the mask. That's why we wear masks on Purim, to show you things aren't as they seem. So, I mean, Am Yisrael understood it's a nes. And that's also why Am Yisrael, in their hearts, were re-makabel Torah. Like Rav Yosef Apshins points out, you know, they said Naaseh v'Nishma, right? But maybe they weren't sincere, because Kaflem Har Kegigas. So they said it, and Dvorim Shebelev Inam Dvorim, but Purim was to make up for the Dvorim Shebelev Inam Dvorim, in their heart, re-accepting the Torah. So Purim is all about that they Havona Salev, they understood. And that's why the mitzvah of Purim is not to see, it's to hear. Hear the Megillah. Mm-hmm. Hear the Megillah. Hear it. Understand it. Hear the story, meaning hear it like Farshtanin, to understand. Like, I hear, right? Am Yisrael heard, right? So Am Yisrael is still in Golus. On the outside level, nothing changed. On the outside level, nothing changed, but Am Yisrael hears. They Farshtan, right? They Farshtate. They understand that there was a nes here, right? Hanukkah is the mamish, the opposite. It's seen. So first of all, the mitzvah is with neros that you see, and there's a din halel also, because we overthrew the rule of the Greeks, right? Everything changed. It was a nes nigla with the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash of how the oil burnt. One day's oil were burnt 8 days. It was all seeing, and that's and like the pasuk, like we say now, Hashem, you made a big name for yourself in the world. You know, that everyone saw and everyone sees. Even though the Chazal Darsh, Hashem L'Shem, Zu Mikra Megillah, it will be for Hashem a name. That's Mikra Megillah. But only Am Yisrael understands that Stam Melech in the Megillah is Melech Malchei Amlochim. And any other guy reading the Megillah will say, King is King, Achashverosh. We see that every time it says Melech, unless it says HaMelech HaKashverosh, really, it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, yeah, we see Shem Shemayim, but only we, not that we see it, we hear it. Hanukkah, we see it. But Hanukkah doesn't have the depth of Purim, that what you hear and what you're real with. And that's why there's a din Suda, Suda's mitzvah on Purim, right? We take it in, it's internal. So like food, we internalize it. We spoke about this by the hesped of my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro. Tam e Torah, that Torah could be delicious. And you could internalize, that's why Tam e Torah is to internalize Torah. Purim, we internalize that it's a nes. And because we internalized it within ourselves, that's why as a mitzvah, just pound down food and alcohol. It's internalization. Besod, v'yechzol, salkim, v'yochol, v'yishtu. Purim is all about internal, right? And we the message hits us ba'omek halev, and since the message hits us ba'omek halev, that's why also there's a din of sudas mitzvah. We take it in, taking it in, imbibing, eating besod vayechasu esolkim vayochlu vayishtu. You know, divine lights also could be eaten and drunk. So the sudas purim marsh connected that internalization. By Hanukkah, there's no sudas mitzvah. Because it's not the same level of internalization. Oh, you have it. You have the mile of having it on the outside and displayable, right? Right. You have that mile of, but it's missing like the core. But we don't find that by Hanukkah they re-accepted the Torah. That's by Purim. They re-accepted the Torah out of love, right? It was like, yeah, so Hanukkah, as much as it was definitely... you know, you could see the difference on the overt level. Even the goyim had to be moida. But it's still a lack of how much, you know, it was internalized by the people. You know, Purim is more internal, and Hanukkah is more external. And of course, Shlemus is to have the internal and the external. Tocho kiboro, right? And that's why these two are connected to two legs. You're not really standing straight and firm until you have both legs. You can't really progress unless you have both legs. That's why these two chagim need each other. What?
What do we dress up?
On Purim, yeah. Just to show that things are not the way they look. Yeah. To show the Hester upon him, Faker.
So that you can't look at what it looks like.
That's right.
Feel what it is.
Exactly. To show that appearances, to demonstrate that appearances are deceiving. So it's all about not what it looks like on the outside, it's all about inside. Hanukkah's Faker, it's outside, but it doesn't have the same clarity on the inside. And that's why you don't take in food. There's no din of Suda's Mitzvah. You don't take in because it's not the same level of internalization.
And when you do, it's a very little bit amount.
Yeah, vodka. I know that's milchiks. You know, it's really not. You know, it's milchiks.
What's the shaykhis to the chusha reyach by Purim?
Right.
It says that right. That Adar is Adar is connected to the nose.
Yeah, I'm not so familiar. I mean, I know that that Mordechai is connected to
Hadassim.
Yeah, actually, I spoke about this last year. Fragrance. I refer you to the drush, last year's drush on Parshas Tetzaveh. Take a look there.
The one thing that we were not playing today.
Yeah. So we spoke about this last year. So I refer you to that. That
it doesn't have anything to do with this.
It comes up. You know, the Milo of the Mizbeach HaKetoros over the Mizbeach HaOla. All right, but it's okay. Another time. But it has to do with that. Lebesume. Right, besume. We also
smell,
mean sweet.
Smell like a drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where it's like Omek HaPrim, like Torah, we bring Lifnai v'Lifnim. Pnimius. Like Esther also had to go, Chatzar HaBesamel HaPnimius. It's all, Purim is all about Pnimius. Pnimius, but you know, what's still lacking is the Chitzonius. Hanukkah is all about Chitzonius. But it's sort of lacking a little bit in the Pnimius. And that's why these two Chagim are complementary. Just like you need two legs to stand up and to walk.
There's an interesting thing that you always realize in Purim. Every time you walk into a place with some kind of drug, there's always someone that's not drunk that's complaining.
Right.
And the vorta is that they don't feel the Purim, therefore they're complaining. If you drink,
you feel the Purim. Yeah. What are you saying? What was Yoni?
That Hanukkah is very according to what Rav is saying here. That it's very exhibitable.
Right.
To the roy. I mean, even like the goyim recognize right. Hanukkah.
They saw you see the commercial potential.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. You would think like the Purim would also be the same thing, but it's like not even like spoken about. No one knows of Purim.
Yeah. You're right. You're 100% right. Why the Goyim don't realize, what time they could make money from Purim also if they would only apply themselves, but they don't. You're right. Me'achuz, you're 100% right. You know, it's special for Jews. Special. You know, whereas Hanukkah, the whole world saw. Our world saw, but it's still lacking in Omek HaLev. And that's between Re'iyah and Shmir. That's why a Cheresh, a person who can't hear, has a din of a Mechusar Das. Cheresh Reit Tavakan. A person who's blind doesn't have a din of a Mechusar Das. It's Chosrif Kameis. Because hearing, to understand something, is totally in hearing. It's not totally in seeing. Seeing is just, to prove a point. But to understand, goes by hearing. So Purim, there was a deeper Farshtanin, a deeper Daher, that everything's Bashgacha Pratis. Purim is deeper, but it's Gufa. What's deep is invisible. As the Maral says, that's the site. The Chazal say Esther was a Tznua, Kvoda Basmelach Pnima. Everything on the inside. That's why it's such a Nes Nister, Pnimius Nister. It's on the inside. Hanukkah, relative to Purim, is more on the outside. But what's on the outside lacks the Omek, the depth. So Purim is deeper. But Hanukkah is more overt, and like we said, that's just between hearing and seeing. And that's the difference between there being a din of Sudas Mitzvah, take it in, because you're internalizing, versus by Hanukkah, there is no din of Sudas Mitzvah.
What about the fact that that you don't move with your right foot?
No, but there is like the Rotzon to move starts there. It's the ratios of moving. But you're still on the inside, you're not on the outside yet. That's what I'm saying, and that's why you need these two chagim. They're connected right leg, left leg. You know, a person needs two legs to stand and to walk.
Hanukkah the seeing, is that because when people see something, they basically understand it and make peace with it? Versus when poor people hear it, they start contemplating why and how and try to get to the depth of it?
Well, that's what hearing is. Hearing is for ideas. Seeing is for facts. Hearing is for ideas. Well, there's no depth in seeing. There's no depth in seeing. It's just raw facts.
There's no depth in facts. Basically.
That's right.
Torah's not text.
All right, so this is the idea.
That doesn't work with Torah's Baal
Peh. Well, both these are Chagim. They're both Chagim Torah's Baal Peh.
Torah's Baal Peh.
No, but both of them have... both of them have factual things, and both of them have depth.
Okay. Now, of course, each one now, Purim has a Megillah, and Hanukkah does, eh? So of course these Netzach and Ho, they're not pure breed Midas, because
you need the Megillah to bring you back into the depth, to be able to drink, to understand what you're drinking towards, to be able to feel the spiritual. Right,
so again, these are.
Bring it back to Netzach and Hodah. What's the connection between Purim? What's Purim is Netzach?
Purim is Netzach. Shuasa Netzach. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Midah. Right. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Midah is Netzach Kayadua. Netzach is more on the inside, deep, and on the inside. Hod is the Gilui Lachutz. All right. When Aaron is now explaining to the people what Moshe Rabbeinu meant, Kayadua. Aaron Achichayen and Viecha, he's going to be your spokesman. But he's explaining what Moshe said. Aaron is the one who explains it, right? But he's not saying his own. He's saying Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. So it means the Pnim belongs to Moshe. Aaron is just adding the Chitzonius to it. Aaron is saying over, he's just being Megale Lechutz from Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Koach HaPnim, and Aaron is the one that is the spokesman that brings it out.
That's interesting.
And that's also the beams of light that came out of Moshe Rabbeinu's face are called Karnei Hod. In Chazal.
Meaning it's Mechutz.
Hod is Megala Lechutz, but Hod doesn't have the same Pnim as Netzach, or rather, the Pnim of Hod is Netzach, I should say. The Pnim of Hod is Netzach. Right? It's just adding the external dimension. The Pnim of Hod is Netzach.
He always says that Purim was one of the Asi Lavo, it's not going to be on the
right. That's right.
It's Lenetzach. It's
yeah, correct.
According to that, I explained that we don't have Levim today. Because Levim are people who speak the Netzach. And since we don't have the Netzach, we can't have the Hod.
Yeah, I hear. All right, look, it's a special mimer for those who are Moiser Nefesh to fight on Moloch at 1:30 a.m. All right, Karsha says, okay, if this was a great Erev Shabbos Zohar, imagine what Shabbos Zohar is going to be. And after that, imagine what Purim is going to be. Lamal, Lamala, and we're going to be there together.
And Shushan Purim.
Oh, yeah. Yes. There's Rat Hashem. All right. I'll help, which be Zohar and Mechias HaMoloch.
Amen.